Exercise 5, page 25.
Amelia Earhart was born on July the 24th, 1897 in Kansas, USA. Her family was wealthy and moved a lot during Amelia's childhood. As a child, Amelia liked to explore the outdoors and try new things. She was always pushing the limits of what she could do. When Amelia was 10 years old, she saw her first airplane at a state fair, but she was not impressed. It wasn't until later at a flying exhibition that Amelia became truly interested in flying. During World War I, Amelia left school to work as a nurse's aide in a military hospital. She later attended college, and in 1921, she finally took her first flying lesson from a friend of her father. Within 6 months of her first lesson, Amelia managed to save enough money to buy her first plane, called the Canary because of its bright yellow color. In 1928, Amelia joined two other pilots to be the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean after three unsuccessful tries by other women. Amelia worked at a magazine and was the author of various books on flying. In 1932, at the age of 34, Amelia became the first female to fly alone across the Atlantic Ocean. Amelia's next goal was to fly around the world. In 1937, Amelia, along with her crew, took off from California on their record attempt. In Hawaii, they had technical problems, and Amelia was unable to continue with the journey. Later that same year, Amelia tried again, departing from Miami, Florida. She and her co-pilot flew up to New Guinea, but somewhere over the Pacific Ocean, her plane disappeared. Search teams were unable to find Amelia's plane, and to this day, it is still a mystery what happened to her.